time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Tanya Kulo. She's with the Price City Library. And even though the library is closed, there's plenty of things that are still going on that they can still help you get your materials that you need. Tanya, thank you for taking out the time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
The last time we had you in here, you guys were planning a couple of different things. Sounded like a lot of fun. But they're just on hold right now. They're still going to go on, right?
Right.
So we'll speak to those really quickly. You were going to do yoga in the library. That's still coming?
That's still coming.
An adult coloring class, which sounded really nice to me, is a nice stress reliever.
Yes, and that would be on Thursday at 1.
And then you have a D&D league.
Yes, and that we have a children's one for 12 and 18 years, or 12 to 18. And it starts, it's on Tuesdays.
Okay.
And they are meeting a little bit earlier, but it is a program that they need to call and get registered for.
Okay, and then, of course, the Lego play.
Yes, that's every Monday at 2 to 3.
And those are all things that will go on at the library just as soon as the library gets reopened.
Right.
Okay. Now, one thing that you can do, even if the library is not open, is you guys have a way to get access to the library online.
Yes.
And let's talk about that and let folks know about that.
Okay. We have what we call OverDrive or Libby. Those are the two apps. You would need to download it onto your device. And they are programs that we have set up. All you need is a library card, a valid library card, and you would need to download that app, find our library with the drop-down menu, use the drop-down menu, and you would use the last five digits of your card, of your library card. There's usually three zeros at the front. You don't use those, but you use the last five digits. If you're not able to access that to the collections with that information I just gave you, give us a call. And it could mean that your card has expired, but during this time right now, we have decided for a month, we'll go ahead and sign you up for a month for the OverDrive, and then you would have to, when things get back to normal, you'd have to come back in and we could have you fill out a new card information and we can get you signed up for that.
And it's really interesting. It's really a neat thing that they've got. I actually downloaded Libby to my phone the other day. And
okay.
Yeah, all you need is your library card number. And then you just go to the drop-down box, and it's very important that you pick the Price City Library.
Correct.
Because if not, it's only going to access what you guys have in the library, correct?
Well, yes, yes. What we have signed up for, the e-books or the audiobooks.
So you, and then that's the other great thing. You can either have an e-book or an audiobook, either way. My wife spends a lot of time in the car. She loves audiobooks.
Right. A lot of people do. They're great. They're wonderful.
And this is one way that you can have access to them without having to get into the library.
Right.
These are great things. Okay, so, and the library is still open. That was my understanding. My understanding is that you guys were closed, but the library is still open.
We are close to the public, but we are here still working.
Okay, so you can still drop your books off?
Correct. Our book drops are open all day, 24 hours.
And you are, you know, I don't know how many, if you want to let this out right now, you are waiving fines right now.
Yes, we are. And we are renewing books even if they're overdue. Normally, we don't do that. But we want, especially the children, to have the books at home. If they don't have any books at home, then they can keep ours until we can get everything back to normal.
Okay. So you are waiving fines. And then if somebody wants to just check a book out again that they already currently have, just give you guys a call, correct?
Correct.
And that is at 636-3188. You're open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, and then 8 to noon on Fridays.
Correct.
That's all you need to know. If you've got a book that you're really enjoying and you want to keep it, just give them a call and they will check it back out to you again. Another fun thing that you guys have down there is you said you kind of have a library set up outside of the library.
We do. If weather permits, we keep it out during the day while we're here. So usually 8 to 5, Monday through Thursday, and it's just some books that we've deleted here in the library, and anyone can come and get them. There are a few children's books, not very many, very, very few. But you're more than welcome to come and get what you want so that you can read something new.
Just, and they're there for the general public. If you need a book, go ahead and grab you one and take it home.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Tanya, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. I'm sure you guys are pretty busy, so we're going to let you get back to it, all right?
We are. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Tanya Kulo with the Price City Library. They're still open Monday through Friday, closed to the public, but if you need to check out books that you've currently got, they will reissue them to you. You just give them a call, 636-3188, and that is 8 to 5 Monday through Thursday. They close at noon on Friday. Now, for more information about this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to CastleCountryRadio.com.